99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live at Waverly Hills Sanitarium for the Haunted Halloween broadcast brought to you by Drake's. These are always interesting because really, honestly, like, we don't know how it's going to go. Sometimes there's going to be crazy, freaky stuff. Sometimes it's just like your mind starts playing tricks on you and you just kind of never know what you're going to get. So it's dark. It's cold. Kelly is
OMG
wearing a Care Bears onesie to try to.
No, it's a unicorn.
Oh, OK. I didn't see the.
No, I have unicorn power.
I didn't see your horn. So, yeah. So we have listeners already showing up. So this is great. And I'll tell you, it always gets me coming up when you get to the top of the hill. And
oh, it's nightmarish driving up for sure. And they've kind of done a little construction.
Oh, yeah.
Since last time we were here.
Right. So anyways, our Waverly Hills broadcast is getting ready to kick off. Well, it's kicking off now, but we are going to be live from inside the Haunted Sanitarium.
Super excited.
And it's funny because, you know, Casey, she's our promotions director. She's
she's like, what did I sign up for?
No, she definitely is. She's like, listen, I'm here alone.
Like, you didn't say this in the interview process.
You're already kind of freaked out.
I'm not kind of freaked out. Literally here against my will. I did not want to wake up. They said that they pull hair. I just put my hood down. Got sweaty, but when we go in there, my hair is going up.
Oh yeah, no, tie it all up.
Okay, so we may be losing employees after this.
OMG.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live Waverly Hills. It's dark. It's cold. It's rainy. It's perfect
it's
for Halloween.
It's the perfect setting for this kind of experience. And this is the first time you brought all of your girls.
It is.
And I just looked at them. I'm like, right.
Yeah, right. All right. So we're getting ready to actually go in and start the tour of the Waverly Hills. And Nicole, before we go, where are you going to take us? Like what sort of areas of the sanatorium are you going to take us?
So I'm going to take you all to a few of our hot spots. Definitely the body shoot. Let's go on the second floor to Lois and Audrey's room.
Why'd you have to say start with the body shoot?
Well, we don't have to start with the body shoot. We're going to take you to the fourth floor and possibly do shadow people and the fifth floor. And if anybody is familiar with Waverly, fifth floor is always where everyone's attracted to. And you'll find out why.
Yeah,
you should see Zoe's face right now. Like, she was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, can I leave the family right now?
I know. So the crew at Drake's, they all came and they're all excited and ready to go. I did hear that it's been active here at the hospital.
It's been very active. I don't know if it's just the haunt or if it's because it's October and the first thing Waverly did when it opened its doors was throw a 2-week Halloween party. So we've been partying, and they've been partying, too. So.
All right. So you think they like that?
Absolutely. All right. Here we go.
Great news.
So this is good. So
great news.
I know Kelly's like, all right, great, wonderful.
I'm just going to be in the middle. I'm a little concerned about the lack of size of the amount of people we have right now. I was expecting more of a force field.
Around you?
Around me.
All right. Wait, now, Nicole, in your expertise, would a force field work?
Absolutely not.
Awesome. Okay, good news.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Right.
It's fantastic news. Thank you for that.
Would a unicorn onesie work against the Haunt?
That was also my strategy.
Well, it might attract the children. The children like to come
and
play.
That was the opposite effect. I was hoping for a magical force field is what I was hoping for.
Right. Okay, all right. Well, cool. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get going here in about 15 minutes or so into the depths of
the depths. Wait, can you use a different word, maybe?
Into the dark and emotionless. The bowels.
Yeah, the bowels of
Waverly Hills. Yeah, all right. Happy Halloween. It's Ben and Kelly here, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live inside Waverly Hills. Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it's Halloween. I'd kind of forgotten, to be honest.
Yes. Ready to go here into the bowels of the sanitarium. And listen, now, Ali, you were just telling about taking some, like a little tour through yesterday, right? And what happened to your phone?
So I was in the middle of the hallway getting ready to tell a story, and my cell phone just starts playing music. for no reason. I had no apps open.
What song did it pick?
I'm just curious. Recognize it.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
So it's not in sync, Bye Bye Bye? That's
no.
Probably
it was
saying.
Nothing obvious.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nothing obvious. And it took me a few minutes to get it to stop. So, and this whole group of 30 people are staring at me. I'm like, guys, I didn't do this. I'm trying to turn it off.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so. Things happen, and you just, yeah, I mean, great, yeah. And again, we are being invited in, Kelly, I assume.
By the residents. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right.
I think so.
Okay.
Right? Right?
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Nicole and Allie, they're getting ready to take us into, and more stories are on the way. Kelly is going to be entertainment for the ghost. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, this
I'm
is great.
A one-woman entertainment.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up here next, we are going to throw it to You Laugh, You Lose, which is always a fun little game of who can hold out the longest.
Let's throw in some Halloween jokes.
Yeah, we'll throw
in. Lighten the mood.
And then we are going to be talking to you from inside.
That's great.
From the inside. From the inside.
Okay.
Yeah, from inside Waverly Hills here on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We're all going for this trophy, this magical You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy.
With the typed, taped on label.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you just really can't find a more glamorous specimen of a trophy.
That's right. Gives it character, Kelly, character.
It does. It's also, you know, it's efficient, it's economical, it's repurposed.
Oh, yeah, all those things.
Better for the environment.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, so You Laugh, You Lose. Losers go first. I believe that was me.
That was you.
Because I am in the hole 2 games.
Oh, boy.
So this is crucial for me, all right?
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, Tim is always on your team. Go Cards.
All right.
He sees your sweatshirt.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go. You Laugh, You Lose. Why? Oh, gosh. Okay.
Really? You're starting out the gate? You're not confident? Be confident.
Okay, I'm confident. Why are graveyards so noisy?
Why are graveyards so noisy?
Because of all the coffin.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do witches use to make their hair look perfect?
What?
Scare spray.
Mm. Kelly, why don't witches have babies?
Why don't witches have babies?
Because their husbands have crystal balls.
That would make it difficult.
Hey.
Hey, Ben. What do ghosts like to eat?
What?
Spookgetty.
Okay. Who did the scary ghost invite to his party?
Who did the scary ghost invite to his party?
Oh, any old friend he could dig up.
Good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Someone just called my phone, sneezed, and hung up. Really sick and tired of getting these cold calls.
Oh, yeah. You know, Kelly, my daughter came home and asked if I wanted to hear a dirty joke. So she said, 2 pigs fell in the mud. 3 came out.
Solid.
Oink, oink.
Probably Zoe, right? That sounds like a Zoe joke.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
The adjective for metal is metallic. Not so for iron, which is ironic.
I don't get it. Kelly, what's it like being kissed by a vampire?
A pain in the neck?
Yeah, Kelly, what dinosaur is known for riding a bike without a seat?
A brontosaurus?
A megasaurus.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, close. I like this guess the punchline game
We
got going on. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot.
Yours aren't getting any better, are they?
They will.
Kelly, what did the horse go as on Halloween?
What did the horse go as on Halloeen?
A nightmare.
Okay, that one.
Mine
that
aren't
one wasn't
getting
better
very,
either. Yeah,
no,
it wasn't better.
Oh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a potato wearing glasses?
What?
A spectator.
Kelly, I started carrying a knife after a mugging attempt years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Since then, my mugging attempts have actually been a lot more successful.
Oh, great. That's great to hear. Great to hear. This is from Brad.
Yeah.
Why do witches wear black?
Why?
So they can tell which witch is which.
Are these going to get better?
They will.
Elmer Fudd and Daffy break into a distillery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Daffy turns to Elmer and says, "Is this whiskey?"
Elmer says, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank.
Solid. The delivery is important on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did the ghost take his new girlfriend to his hometown?
Why?
He wanted his boo to see his old haunts.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why don't witches have babies?
Something about crystal balls. Hey, Ben. Why don't monsters eat ghosts?
Why?
Because they taste like sheet.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
I mean, my husband's like, you got to be careful with that one. You got to be careful with that one.
You technically laughed, but I think laughed first. So I don't even know why I play this game anymore. You're out in front so with such a lead. So anyways.
You don't laugh, have a choice.
You laugh, you lose. Congrats. This is yours.
Thank you. I'm really proud of it.
You should
really
be.
Proud of it.
All right. There it is. On 99.7. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live on the fifth floor. Everybody go, ooh. Wait. Now, is that... That's not taunting anybody, is it, if we do that?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So we're here with Nicole here at Waverly Hills. And now, explain, we are outside room 502. This is a very famous one.
Yes. So 502 is the most famous bathroom in the world. So it is. It's a bathroom. 502. Now, you all may have heard a story that a nurse was found hanging here, which, in fact... We don't believe that to be accurate because the man that came off this elevator over here ran, walked in, and bumped into her right here.
Oh, in the middle of the hallway.
Middle of the hall. So, 502 is the most famous bathroom in America. Out of respect of the nurse that we did, that they did find hanging, we don't know name, we don't know the motive behind it. There are many stories, and out of respect, we don't go into any kind of detail of what we believe.
So what happens in this area?
A lot of times what will happen is females will go into 502 and become sick or feel like they're going to throw up, become nauseous, and we call that the pregnancy test, because some of them that go in there and feel nauseous and sick come out, go home and take a pregnancy test, and bam, you're pregnant.
I'm not going in there. I'm not.
Wait, Kelly, are you sure?
I'd have some explaining to do, big time.
Now listen, Michael, trust me, it's not what you think.
Factory shut down. That is no.
All right. So we're just hanging outside of 502.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad choice of terms. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. So 502, up here on the fifth floor, if you come for a tour, whether it be your historic, paranormal, private, or public overnights, you get to explore this floor a little by yourself. So here in just a minute, I'm going to allow you all to go out on the rooftop and kind of explore out there. I just ask that you don't step on the white part because you will fall to the fourth floor. And I'm off duty. I don't need that right now. And
okay,
all that.
All right. All right. Thank you.
People spend the night here overnight?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. We are live, Waverly Hills, fifth floor, outside room 502, with 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I feel like I need to be whispering because we're inside. Kind of. Would you call it a memorial?
I would say we're saying this is a field trip. It's like a museum.
What's a historical trip?
It's a historical field trip at a museum.
Yeah, to Waverly Hills Sanatorium on Halloween.
Of death.
Of death.
Okay.
Now, did you go through 502?
No. No, sir. Okay. No.
I was going to ask you.
I just politely took a picture outside, not going in.
Okay, I did go in. I am not experiencing any sort of pregnancy pains yet.
Great. All right. Well, look, just let me know if you start lactating. Okay.
I might need to say, hey, Ben, your nipples are a little wet right there.
All right. I'll keep watch.
All right. Thank you.
That's great.
Are you sure?
No.
It's kind of dark.
It's really dark. So, yes, tour one is always, I think, the spookiest because you have the cover of the darkness. And then,
but as Ali said earlier, she was like, look, you think
things can happen,
in the middle of the day.
I know.
Now, Ali, has there ever been anything on this fifth floor that you've experienced that you've just not been able to explain?
Oh, absolutely. You can come up here with any type of paranormal equipment. I came up here 1 year with just a simple EMF meter. And any ghost hunter out there will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, explain it to me like I'm not a ghost hunter.
Okay.
It has
lights and dots.
Ask her, she
gotcha.
Knows.
Gotcha.
An EMF meter simply measures electromagnetic fields that are around you, right? So if you're too close to an electric outlet, it's going to go crazy.
Oh.
Right?
Which, so that is not a ghost.
Definitely not. So up here, there's no electricity.
Right.
So I walked in 502, and it pegged and went nuts. All the lights and dots lit up.
See, that
for no
means
reason.
There's something.
Yeah. For no reason, and it would not stop.
Okay.
No matter where I went, it wouldn't stop. I had to take the battery out.
All right, Ali, do you know where we're going next?
We are going to the fourth floor.
Okay,
next.
So what happened on the fourth floor?
The fourth floor is where the major OR
is
located. Lots of surgeries.
Yes, I've heard people getting, stuck in surgery rooms, doors closing on them and things.
I'm going to let her do the tour.
Oh, okay.
She knows. That's also where we stop on our regular tours to watch her shadow people. So maybe we can do a little bit of both.
Yeah, I've done some of the shadow people thing. And it's weird because it's a weird feeling as you're walking down the hall and you stick your arms out. And then you hear the reaction from the other people,
yes.
But you can't. I'm standing there kind of numb. Going,
you're a guinea pig.
Yes, I know. I know, it is so wild. So, all right, we are headed to the fourth floor, Waverly Hills Sanitarium here. Happy Halloween, Kelly.
Yeah, it's great.
With 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, and we are, I guess, Kelly, describe where we are.
Well, we're down the hallway on the fourth floor, and we're waiting for shadow people to come hang around. That's fun.
Do you feel any sort of way right now?
No, I feel good. I feel like we're alone.
Yeah, we are. We're away from the crowd right now. The group is probably about 20 feet away from us.
Okay, I'm going to hold my arms out. Anybody see my arms? Okay.
Oh, even you can't see much of Kelly, even in her unicorn onesie?
It's a light colored unicorn onesie, too.
It is. Okay, so we are standing away from the rest of the group, and we're just letting our arms go numb as the shadow people envelop us.
Why'd you say it like that? I don't want to say it like that.
Wasn't that what they're doing?
Hey guys, there's something tall back there.
There's something tall.
Okay, I'm in and I'm out.
Okay, all right. There's something tall back there, she said. All right, so we're walking back to the rest of the group, and who's next? Okay, who's next? That's great. All right, so we're fourth floor action, shadow people here, and 99.7 DJX live at Waverly Hills Sanatorium, Halloween morning. We are now walking into the OR, the operating room. Now, let me just tell you something that was kind of crazy. As we were all looking down one way, the hallway of for the shadow people, right?
Yeah.
There were several people that were looking the other way, down the other side of the hall.
Right, where all of us were standing?
Behind where all of us
okay.
were standing.
Okay,
And they were seeing what looked like a person just walking in one of the halls, one of the rooms that were down the hall opposite from where a lot of people were looking.
OMG.
Yeah, wild. So, we're now all in an operating room.
And there's an old gurney, right in the middle of the room.
Yeah, so here we are, Halloween morning, Waverly Hills, and we're here now. All right, so I guess describe where we are right now, Allie.
Okay, right now we are standing in what was considered the major operations room. There is a minor operations room below us on the third floor, but this is where the major stuff happened.
And we're looking at a replica of a gurney that would have been used to escort the patients in and out of this room. It's here for effect, and I think it's very effective, if you would all agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But this room, a lot of things happen in here. This door behind me on my right is where the old autoclave is still in the wall. This is where the nurses would sterilize their instruments. That door likes to shut on its own, so you might not want to stand in the doorway. This main door here, we always keep a heavy weight in the doorway because it likes to shut on its own and lock everybody in, even though there's no lock on the door. So this room is very interesting, and we can imagine why, because a lot of experimental surgeries went on in here. It was for the good of the patient, and it was never forced on them. It was always voluntary, but they were pretty gruesome.
Okay, great. Thanks, Allie. Appreciate it. All right, so
fun room. Good times.
Yeah, here we are. Happy Halloween morning here with 99.7 DJX. Live, Waverly Hills Sanatorium. We are now where, Kelly?
We're at the morgue.
Yeah, so we're in the morgue. So, Nicole, I guess tell us about what you said just recently happened to you while down here.
So I was closing the building up one night after a private investigation with Haunted Nights, and I had three of the females with me. We were closing the building up, 5, 4, 3, 2. We get down to one. We get to the morgue, and these doors behind me that say don't open dead inside that are always closed, one of them was open. The right side door was open, to be exact. And then I remembered they were in here doing an experiment, and I was like, okay, maybe they just forgot to close the door. Whatever, it's fine. So I let the three girls go through. Keep in mind, this is at 4 a.m. We are the only people in this building. I let the three girls go through, and then I went through. I shut the door, and if you all look, there's a brick either on the left or right-hand side outside these doors. I shut the door, and I put the brick in the middle of the door so they couldn't come open. And as you can feel, there's no, like, real air circulation down here because there's all it's all windows.
Yeah. Right.
And we get about a quarter of the way down the hallway, and these doors came open outward, and I've never ran so fast in my life.
Okay, that's saying something for someone that gives tours at Waverly Hills.
All right, yeah, all right. So you said it was around 4 a.m. No one else was in the sanatorium. It's dark, and we're the only people here in this sanatorium.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so explain a little bit about the gurneys you were talking about down here and the areas where they were putting the bodies.
So the gurneys, you will see when we get to the body chute, they had a whole system because they were losing so many patients an hour. They had to come up with a better way to transport the deceased, and they would attach the gurney to, like, the pulley system, which you will see, and they would go down the body chute with a nurse or an orderly next to them, so they didn't just, like, slide down.
Right.
So that's how they would transport.
So that's where we're headed next?
The body chute.
Okay.
Good times.
Good times. Happy Halloween.
Horror week here on the show, where it's just your stories of the unexplained, the scary, the spooky, the weird phenomenons.
Can we share Miranda's real quick?
Yes.
When my daughter was a baby, she was in a bassinet. When I woke up one morning, her bassinet was turned the complete opposite direction. Her toys would randomly go off, and she'd always look in the same corner and coo and scream at it.
Oh.
I lost a baby before her, so sometimes I believe it was him.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Brooke texts in and says, when my oldest daughter was 2, she fell asleep on the couch. In the middle of the night, she yelled for me to come get her, which wasn't unusual. So after we got settled in the bed, she said, that old lady was looking at me. Yeah, no.
Nope.
Not about that. So we got a message from Rach who says, this was about 6 years ago. My ex-husband and I had left his family reunion at about 10 o'clock at night, only to realize that we had left something. It was a huge state park surrounded by rocky hills, so we're driving down a windy road looking for the entrance. There was a small car in front of us, and they turned on their turn signal. We figured, well, they must be turning into the state park. They turn, and we slow down and get ready to turn as well, only there is no turn. There is no car, just a big rocky wall.
Oh my gosh!
My ex and I both saw this car. It had been in front of us for at least a mile, then it vanished.
Oh, that is so weird.
That That is bizarre.
I mean, when you and another person see the same thing, that is real.
Yes. Oh, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it through this week with our pants clean, Kelly.
Bring an extra pair for the show this week.
Man, all this week, it is horror week where you're sharing your stories of the unexplained, the supernatural, the haunts that have happened or that you've experienced.
As long as it's not happening to me.
Yeah, right. Love it all. Love it all. You just stay over there.
You stay. You keep on over there.
It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. As the sun is just now starting to come up here at Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
They should make it, safer to walk through?
Yeah. But as we heard earlier, Allie said, you know what, doesn't matter
it's going to be fine.
Okay.
In my mind.
It's Halloween. We're at Waverly Hills, one of the most haunted places in the world. And Casey, our promotions director, just told us a story about how she...
She got tapped on the hip.
Was tapped on the hip by, she thinks, was a kid ghost. And we heard that run around, Timmy being the most famous...
How do we know it's... I guess we'll have to ask, like, how do we know his name is Timmy? Did we just name him that? I need to know the backstory. We'll find that out.
And out. We're getting ready to take another group here through Waverly Hills. Now, are we going to be hitting kind of the same fifth floor, fourth floor? Are we going to do the third floor a little bit?
Or like, the third floor last time.
Yeah, what's
I'm
your thought?
We need to.
I think we should probably stop on the third floor. We can talk about Timmy.
Yeah, we should probably talk about Timmy.
Okay. So the legend with Timmy is he likes to play, and you can roll the ball, and the ball will roll back.
Many different things. Investigators will bring things besides just balls. They'll bring various different toys to try to get him to interact.
But he's playful.
He's very mischievous. Playful. Like, they'll set up toys to try to get them to interact, and he'll choose to mess with your flashlight instead.
Okay. Let's give Casey some things.
So
she
when
seems
we
to
were
be attracting them.
When yeah. Casey's leaving. So when we were here the last time, I remember you brought up the flashlight. That was one. Do you remember when we were on? I think we were outside one of the rooms where she had a twin, and
there was a patient story.
It was a patient story, but we set the flashlight down, and the flashlight would literally just turn off.
Oh yes, absolutely. People want all their fancy paranormal investigative equipment, but your flashlight works just fine. You turn it on and ask a spirit to turn it off and answer to a question.
Yes,
it works.
Is that like an easy way to communicate is through light?
Absolutely. Anything electronic,
yeah,
they respond to very well because it's an energy field and they can manipulate it. It works very simply.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to go?
Manipulating my energy right now.
You're ready to go back into the bowels of Waverly Hills?
Absolutely. Yeah. The bowels, the abyss. It's been called a lot of things, yes.
Okay, all right, Allie. All right, we're good. We're going to get ready to go do round two. Waverly Hills. So
it's a big place. We have not covered all of it.
We have no. And so, I mean, you can come back and you can do, I guess, private tours and overnights.
Even overnights, yeah.
Yes. We have lots of different things to choose from. If you want like a light touch, you can come for a 2-hour paranormal. If you are more of the historical type, you can come during the day, even though things still happen. But then we have the private investigation in the building with you and just 10 people of your choosing.
Oh, wow.
Or you can come for a public, which, you know, you interact with the public, but it's still a way to get in here for 6 hours.
Hey, Casey, you want to win that? The you and 10 friends? Oh, man.
Nope. She's probably quitting after today.
Yeah, no, I know. We're going to have to. All right, so the sun is coming up. It's Halloween morning. And I'll tell you, like, this place, it's out in, it's
and, the drive.
Oh, it's so
here
great. It's so great.
It's spooktacular.
So we're here live, Waverly Hills. We're going to get ready to take another tour out here. It's Harry Styles now.
I want to pass along this email we got from Shirley. She writes, I lived in a house a few years ago that had a ghost. It didn't take long to figure it out. We would hear a knocking sound in another room. When you went into the other room, you could hear it in the room you just came from. There was a closet that just gave me the creeps, and I never went in there unless I held the door open. The CD player would repeat the same song, and the rocking chair would just rock.
The rocking chair would rock by itself. Nope. Nobody, nope, nope. That rocking chair would be thrown in the front lawn.
Shirley continues. All this was pretty mild until one night.
She thinks that's mild?
When okay. I laid down and closed my eyes. Mm-mm. I felt something grab me by the arms. I freaked out and kept my eyes closed, and I was terrified.
Why are you not running out of the house at this moment in the story? Why are you not running out?
Then I had to open my eyes, and when my eyes opened, it just let go. I immediately got up and left the house. I only went back in the daytime to get my furniture. The guy I rented from was mad, saying I broke the lease, but listen.
You didn't tell me there was a ghost terrorizing people in there. That's what I would be mad about. I'd be like, you didn't put that in the lease.
Which, by the way, I did look up about states where realtors don't have to tell you if someone died in your house. The key point about all of this is that you just need to ask if you're looking for a house.
Then they have to tell you.
Yeah.
I asked my husband about this, too. It's like, if they ask, you have to say yes.
Yeah, so in the state of Kentucky... They do not need to disclose anything unless directly asked. Now, in Indiana, you're not required to disclose anything. But,
oh, wow.
But agents can't obscure the truth if asked. So again, if you're buying a house, ask if it's haunted.
I will tell you this. My husband has actually been showing a house one time where he walked in and then he immediately the hair stands on the back of his neck, especially in the upstairs area. And he says, you know what? I'm going to wait outside until you guys check it all out. Let me know what you think. And he got out of there because he just felt it. That's what he felt.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live, Waverly Hills, getting ready to kick off round two here. And you're a little bit upset.
I'm a little upset listen, I thought we were coordinating our outfits because I have my unicorn onesie on and you do not.
Well, my unicorn onesie, I was looking for it this morning. I couldn't find it. So I have a hamburger onesie, but it's out in the car. And so I
feel like you need to put it on. Well, a hamburger onesie would work.
Protect against ghosts?
Yes.
Now, we've already heard from Nicole that they're not necessarily, they would probably attract to you.
I feel as though I have magical protection because a unicorn is a magical, mythical creature. Yeah. And in my mind, that provides a force field.
All right. So I'm here talking with now, what's your name?
Haley.
Okay. So Haley has been brought here. Now, I assumed against your will, Haley, but you said...
No, she begged me to bring her.
Listen, it was okay at first, but then when we were driving up here and I saw the building, I was like, mm-mm.
Yes, when you see the building, it all changes. It all changes. And so it was funny because we're talking to Haley and we're saying about some of the things that we've seen. And she's like, yeah, don't tell me that. Okay. All right. Well, you excited?
No, I'm sorry, Timmy, but I'm not rolling you that ball.
Okay, yeah. We might
hashtag regrets.
We might hit floor three, which is the Timmy floor. We'll hear all about that coming up here on 99.7 DJX. Thriller, Michael Jackson, Happy Halloween. It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and we are in the
body shoot. Yeah, it is what it sounds like. This is how they get the bodies out. In a way where the other patients don't see it. And it doesn't start in one zip code and end in another.
It does. It absolutely does. It is 153 steps down at a 45 degree angle. And it's step, step, flat, step, step, flat.
I didn't train for that.
Yeah. So to describe it, we're encased in kind of a concrete, almost like just tunnel here.
Yes. And the interesting fact is about the body shoot is that it was not originally built to be a body shoot. What would happen is they would bring the supplies up on a pulley system, which you can see along the wall in the motor set at the very back when you all came in. And that's how they would move supplies. And then during inclement weather, the staff would utilize the tunnel so that they didn't get wet or anything.
Okay, so how far down is it from here?
153 steps.
All right.
I'll do 20.
All right, Kelly. Good seeing you. All right. All right, so we're at the foot of the body chute, and it was at this time, I think last or the last time that we were here, that we had one of those spirit boxes, and mm-hmm. it was kind of going nuts, going off and stuff like that. What are some of the more weird things that you've experienced down here?
I was at the very end of the body chute, like the very, very end for my first time, and we were doing an experiment, and we had cat balls and a music box set up, and we were all standing against one side. And somebody said, all right, it's time, send a body down. And the next thing you know, the cat ball went off, the other cat ball went off, the music box went off, and yeah.
Okay, so just weird, crazy, unexplained things happen down here, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right, so we're going to, are we walking down there?
How far are we gonna go?
All right, well here, let's just start. Wait.
When she says,
why did you say that?
I'm
brave.
Because, listen, it's a 45 degree angle. It's easy going down, but coming up's the hard part. It's gravity.
Okay.
But we can go. We can go down about
a few steps. A couple steps?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Can we go to the bottom?
No. Y'all, not on the.
Oh, this is, yeah. This is.
Okay,
this is,
so
this
we.
Is a bit of an intro.
Oh, yeah. So we are going down the body chute right now.
Okay.
Listen.
This is fun.
All right, so now, is it at this point that we tell the ghosts to stay here and to be good? Oh, yeah, that's just a camel cricket. That's just. We're good. So we're literally descending into the body chute right now.
Yeah. So, friends, just. We're here to say hi.
Yep, we're here to say hi.
We're just coming to say hi and be nice.
All right.
And this is as far as
we go. Are we good?
Go.
All right, we're only going as far as the creepy lantern that is there on the ceiling.
Yeah. So if you look, we are only not even close to the bottom.
Okay. All right, so yeah, this cavern continues at least another 100 yards there beyond where we are right now in the body chute here, live from Waverly Hills Sanatorium. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live on Halloween at one of the most haunted place. Oh, this is the place, Kelly.
Oh,
Waverly Hills Sanatorium is where we are. Now we're up on the third floor. Now, this is Timmy's floor, right?
More or less, yes.
Okay, so quick story. We just went up a stairwell here. Now we're on the third floor. The light of the day is starting to kind of break through. We're able to kind of start seeing things, but we are outside. Is this like an elevator shaft?
It used to be an elevator, yes.
Okay, so I remember one time when we were here, I was standing by this elevator shaft, and as I start to turn, my head goes by the open window here, and I swear I saw a face. I swear I saw a face.
I totally believe it. People have seen kind of a large, stringy-haired gentleman wearing a big black trench coat right in this area.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he works here.
No. We figure he was a homeless guy that lived here for a while. He likes to hang out sometimes back here. But yeah. Right in this area is where a lot of people have seen him.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, because as soon as I saw that elevator shaft, I flashed back to when it was just an instantaneous.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, but then it was gone. And
well, and the floor that we just came from, the second floor, we just saw a picture that was sent to Allie from one of the people that were on the tour and captured a, like, definite figure.
It's very hard to deny that. Especially because the director of the building was on that tour.
Yeah.
And a tour guide that we trust was on that. So you can't deny that kind of thing when you have people that you trust were there and present when it happened.
All right. And you're cool if we post that, right?
I have no problem with it. The lady that took it gave it to us to use.
All right.
Okay. All right. We'll post it.
Yeah. You've got to see this photo. Yeah. We'll post it up at Ben and Kelly Show here. We are on the third floor. We're about to learn about Timmy. Waverly Hills. We're on Timmy's floor, on floor 3 of Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
And Nicole was just like, okay, so 2 weeks ago, we're like, hang on.
Okay, so the story is, you know, there's a ball and it would move around from room to room, floor to floor, and you're not necessarily sure if it's Timmy who's doing it or what's doing it, but it's now become affectionately known as Timmy and Timmy's Floor.
Because that was the name that came across the spirit box one time, right? That's kind of what stuck.
Yes. So 2 weeks ago, I'm standing against this wall over here, and
and they move immediately, right?
I was the host for the mini tours for the haunt, and where Allie is standing is where my TA was, and there we had probably 20 people on this in this group, and we had a ball. I allowed the one little girl was like, "Hey, can I roll the ball?" So I was like, "Yeah." So she rolls the ball down the hall, and it's stops right there in the middle of the door frame, and it literally comes back a little bit and just starts rocking. Oh. And they all ran up the steps.
Oh.
So
and it's not a wind kind of a thing.
No, there was no way that it was going to stop the ball completely, bring it back a little bit, and then just rock it.
So does it have to be a ball? Could it be like a purple rubber ducky?
That I'm not sure. We could experiment with it.
Okay, because
that's what Casey has. She has brought an offering.
she brought an offering for Timmy, a little purple rubber duck. Now, is this something that you love and you want to keep with you?
You know, I did, and then they said you really can't bring the toys back home with you because then the entities or people might follow you home.
Yeah, yeah,
and my house is already full, so I decided to release my rubber duck into this sanatorium as a peace offering, saying, "Please don't touch me."
Do you want to? Now there's puddles of water. Do you think that would be good to set it in one
sure.
of the puddle of
yeah,
water?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and do it. All right. There you go. There you go, little guy. Go be free. All right. So Timmy now has a purple rubber duck to play with.
Now I'm going to back up.
And so we're going to back up, and we're going to let Timmy play with that duck. Here, we were literally just getting ready to get off of Timmy's floor, floor three, and Kelly, just describe what happened.
Well, okay, so we had a little ceremony where Casey is leaving her little purple ducky as an offering to Timmy, just to give him another toy to play with, and we're standing here, and then we hear some noise go off from someone's phone.
Yeah, from your pants, and
what's your name?
My name is Tammy.
Okay, Tammy's pants start singing. And what was that?
A song started playing, and when I pulled it out, a TikTok video was playing. I've not had my TikTok on. You literally have to sign on to it. Oh. But they win. The phone's getting turned off.
Okay, she's turning off her phone right now. Like they win.
Okay.
Wait, what? Why are you pointing at the duck now? Why are you pointing at the duck? Okay, this is crazy. All right. Listen, we're seeing things. We're starting to go mental here at Waverly Hills. All right, so people's butts start playing music. The duck, does the duck have a name? No.
Rubber.
Rubber. Rubber the duck. All right, rubber.
I
think he was facing down the hallway. So yeah, he is still facing that way. All right. The song was about a river. Okay, this is a little bit weird. And we're going to go ahead and go down to the morgue. Waverly Hills Sanatorium. Happy Halloween, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we're on floor one. And
this is the lobby, which has kind of been set up. This is where like the haunted house people come in. So it's kind of, you'll see some decorations for that. But it's also a hotbed of activity that Nicole doesn't like being here.
No, and you instantaneously got cold when you walked in.
Like, feel my nose. Like,
it is.
I'm freezing. Like,
are you cold?
What?
Yes.
Like, I'm freezing.
Okay. Yes. All right. So this is one of your least favorite areas of the whole sanatorium. Now tell us why.
There's just so much activity that goes on in here. We come down here a lot and investigate. For example, one night I was with three of my coworkers. They were sitting at the table. There was only three chairs. We had a spirit box session going on, and it came over the spirit box. It said, "Sit down." Well, there's only three chairs. So I was like, forget it. I'm standing up because if I need to run, I'm going to run. and my hair was down like it is now. My hair tie was on my wrist. We were doing the spirit box session, and we heard a noise come from the nurse's wing, which we know nobody is back there because it is under lock. Like, you have to have a code to get back there. I grabbed my coworker. I was like, "We got to go." She's like, "Give it 10 minutes." I was like, "Okay, fine, 10 minutes. I can do 10 minutes. And I remember just getting really, really cold. And 10 minutes went by, and we went up the steps to go to the second floor to go back to the tour office. And my coworker was like, "Nicole, when did you tie your hair back?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And two strands of my hair was tied in a perfect bow.
What?
Are you telling me there are hairstylist ghosts in here?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Like it scared me, but then it was kind of like comforting because it's like, you know, are they my friends?
Yeah. They're like hey, we just want to do your hair a little bit.
You didn't feel that at all?
At all. I was literally standing there and I was shivering and it was like, it was kind of warm outside. But like I said, like I get instantly just freezing every time I come in here.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
if you get a new hairstyle in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to be freaked out.
Hey, me too. We're going to be running. Okay.
All right. Well, Nicole, Allie, thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is where we've got a couple more minutes, but this is where our end of the broadcast ends.
This is where we bid you adieu.
But no, thank you. Like, so this, and I noticed one thing that you did every single time you would go to a different floor, walk into a different room, you would almost like greet everybody.
Yeah. I just feel like it's just, we're in their house. We're a guest in their house. You wouldn't walk in somebody's house and just not say anything. So say, you know, hello, let them know we're here. If they want to come out and play or speak to us, interact, come on.
Oh. Okay. Now, there is something that we should do upon leaving, correct?
Normally I'm just like, bye, friends. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
You stay here. We're going to go now.
Yeah, a lot do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much. This has been fantastic. Happy Halloween, Waverly Hills Sanatorium. You guys spooked out? Ooh. Yeah.
And if anyone wants to book one of your tour options, where do they go?
They can go to www.therealwaverlyhills.com.
All right.
Okay.
It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Happy Halloween.
Go bathe in holy water now.
All right.